And what's the situation with Valentino Blake? Is he going to come back? Or?
He's dealing with some personal issues right now.
Is that a surprise?
He's dealing with personal issues. We're going to give him some time and space to deal with those.
How long is the roster exemption for? Is there a finite period on that?
We haven't had that conversation yet.
So he was in the building yesterday and then left?
He's dealing with some personal issues, and we're going to give him space to deal with those issues.
When did he leave the team?
See my last answer.
That doesn't answer the question.
With Odell not here again, or not on the field again, I guess, first of all, what's his status today?
Again, he's in there. He's got an ankle. He's working through some treatment. We'll see how he responds to it tomorrow.
What is he missing right now?
Practice, an opportunity to get better, prepare for an opponent, a tremendous defense that we're going to see in a couple days.
How's Brandon doing? Brandon Marshall, how's he doing?
He's got a shoulder, getting treatment. He's able to be out here with his teammates, so he's getting some mental reps.
And about the injuries you have, what's going to be planned for Saturday night?
We're going to deal with the guys who can play. Their medical decisions, so if guys are available to play versus the Jets, we'll play them. If not, we won't.
Fair that the guys put their starters into the third quarter.
We're going to treat it very similarly to the way we treated last year's third game. We may make some adjustments. We do have 3 games in 11 days, and we'll take that into consideration. But we haven't had any play time discussions yet.
Is it fair that the 4 guys that were wide receivers that didn't play here won't play on Saturday?
That's a little too early. A little too early.
Plan still not to play Eli in 4th preseason game?
Again, let's get to this week before we get to next week.
Is it too early for a quick back with Odell and Brandon to think that they might actually play?
Again, they're in there getting treatment. Brandon was out here today. We have to see how they respond to treatment. A lot of things can happen overnight.
You would be willing to play them in a preseason game if they didn't practice, even though they didn't practice this week?
See how they respond to treatment and see how they look tomorrow.
You practicing tomorrow?
We have a fresh Friday tomorrow. We're getting reps tomorrow.
Depending on which receivers play, how does that change how you evaluate the quarterbacks behind Eli based on the fact that you might have guys?
No, they still have to go out and play. They have to trust the players that they're playing with. We'll make adjustments, what we do in the game, with players who haven't been around here very long, but we still have to go out and compete.
Does Geno Smith have to avoid the turnovers to make his team?
Taking care of the ball would be an important part of being on this team, yes.
Do you think his play outside of the turnover, I know you can't separate it, but what do you think
it is there? I think that he's picking up the offense. He's working hard at it. He gets football. He throws a nice catchable ball, and he completes a lot of balls. We just have to eliminate the negative plays.
And how do you balance potentially making a change on the starting offensive line versus getting guys in and giving them opportunities?
Well, I think the first group needs to play together, and you need to be able to push the first group as well. So there's a balance there. But guys have earned opportunities to go in there and compete, and we need to give them those opportunities.
What about the continuity that they're looking to build on? I mean, how does that
equation? Yeah, continuity is important, but these guys have played together for a few years now, and they know each other, and they don't have any problems communicating. So communication won't be an issue there.
Because the continuity for the line is so important, is it too late to consider any position switches on the line, or is that something that's still...
Yeah, never. No, that's not a... That's convenience is never a good answer. You have to do what's best for the team, and if you can improve the roster, you improve it. If you can improve a starting lineup, you improve it. You never take the easy way out.
Coach, from a coaching standpoint, can you talk about how beneficial the change in the cut-down rules may be for you and your staff this year?
Could you repeat the beginning?
How beneficial for the coaching staff are the changes in the cut-down rules this year?
Yeah, the cut-down rule will make it interesting. There'll be a lot of players out there, and a lot of good players out there. Some teams are stockpiled at some positions, and they may not keep them around. So you'll be able to find some good players out there that have some experience possibly that could come in and make your team better.
How does it change the way you handle these next 2 games with your team?
The cut down?
Having all 90 on the roster?
No, we need to get our first group enough work, and then we need to make sure we give opportunities to players we need good information on, and that's important.
The league has relaxed the rules in celebrations. Is that a good thing in your mind?
We'll find out.
Have you talked to the your players about?
Yeah, we had the official. We had the officials in. We've had those conversations. We want to make sure we're not kicking PATs from Hoboken. We need to make sure that we stay within the rules there and keep the extra points makeable.
But is sort of expanding the freedom of expression for the players, is that something that you would support or that you do support?
As long as they do it in a timely fashion within the rules, I don't have a problem with celebrating.
And even if you don't have all your weapons on offense this week, what do you expect from that group? What are you looking for?
Looking for to get into a little bit of a rhythm. We need to take care of the ball. That's important to us. We want to play with some physicality, complete the ball, and just get a little bit better, find a way to make some gains this week.
Did you like the way Blake had played in Cleveland Monday night?
I thought Blake was having a good camp, yes.
How comfortable are you with your cornerback depth right now?
Next man up, we're comfortable. A lot of guys have practiced hard, and we're going to get some opportunities in the game.
Who sort of steps into that role that he was filling?
Dante Dion's been playing some good ball for us. Hunter's a guy that he's nicked up right now. He's in the protocol, but he's been playing good ball for us. So it just opens up the window for some other guys.
Ben, for however long Odell is out, do you worry at all about chemistry with Eli, the playbook, or anything along those lines with him?
No, not at all.